I freeze to death, like, unless it's 100 degrees outside. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So I'm naturally cold. It drives my wife crazy. So I don't remember. I think our house is always set on 71 or 72. I don't know. And that's just what it's usually all. And during the winter, oh man, when it gets cold in the fall, when it gets cold, I will be cold until summertime comes back. I will not be able to get warm again until it's hot outside. We'll have our central heat and air going, and then I will burn a fire in the fireplace too, a lot of the time, because I'm just cold. I sleep during the summertime when it's warm outside. I sleep in flannel pajama pants with fuzzy socks. I mean, that's the way I sleep. I just get cold. If we're sitting on the couch to watch a movie or hanging out with friends or whatever, I'm the little old grandpa sitting on the couch in the living room with the blanket over me. I just stay cold. I'm the guy at a restaurant, and you'll laugh at this. Maybe you won't. Maybe you can relate. I'm the guy at a restaurant that we've had friends that have had to go out to their car and bring a blanket into me from their car, because I'm freezing. I'm that guy. I don't know if I have thin blood. I don't know if I'm just a softy. I don't know what my problem is, but I'm just cold. I'm not cold today. I'm sweating today, but I'm just cold. I just stay cold. I'm just naturally cold. That's just the way I am. But you know, that's me physically. There's some people that emotionally and relationally, that's the way they are. I mean, they're just naturally cold. They've had some kind of experience in their life that's caused them to be that way. They have these walls up. They have these, you know, and it's just kind of a defense mechanism. I don't know. Maybe they were born that way. They're just wired that way. They're just naturally cold. But it causes them to be cynical and kind of naturally negative sometimes. Can I just tell you that in dealing with other people, especially in the body of Christ, God has called us to not... Man, that's not the way we're to relate to each other. In Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32, Paul would write to us and tell us to put that kind of stuff away. Put away malice and bitterness and wrath, and just write that stuff off. Put it away. That's not who we are as believers anymore. It's not who we're supposed to be as believers anymore. And then in verse 32, he would say, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, loving one another, even as God in Christ has, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. That's who we're called to be. Not cold and hard, but tender-hearted, loving one another, forgiving one another, not bitter. And listen, I know if you're naturally bent that way, that's not an easy thing. Especially if you've been burned. Especially if you've been hurt. Especially if that's who you are because of some heartache. But please hear me out today. God can work on that. A couple of tailgate talks ago, we talked about this. He's still working on me, and he's still working on you, and he can work on that. The important part is that you realize he wants to work on that, and you give it to him and say, God, that's not who I want to be. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be harsh. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be blocked off. I want to be tender-hearted. God, would you help me? Would you help me? I don't want to be wearing fuzzy socks and cold in my relationships. I want to be warm and tender-hearted. Would you help me? Listen, we all have things that God is working on us with. And maybe that's yours. And my challenge to you today is, would you come to Him and say, God, I want you to help me with this. Listen, I'm so glad that you chose to join me on the tailgate today. If I could say it, that would be great. I'm going to save you a seat right here. And you never know where we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate and have a chat. Until next time. I know I say this every week, and I will until summer's over. Drink lots of fluids and stay cool. And we'll see you next time on the tailgate. Love you.